We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hi. Welcome to episode number 76 of Kramer and Jess Uncensored, the most dangerous podcast on the internet.
Yeah,
is what we've been dubbed.
Sure.
Not really. But in case you're new, you do need to know this podcast is not quite like our radio show.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like Certified Mama's Boy either. If you're coming over for my show. Jess, what is this?
This is like the close friends, you know, feature on Instagram. So definitely not stuff you'd want to share or expose yourself about to your grandparents. These are just for the homies.
So welcome, homies. It's good to see you. Welcome back to this smut hole.
I know.
This dangerous place in your podcast library.
Trash.
I don't know how today's show will go because a couple different things. We're kind of tight on time today. And it's just a fucking another heavy news day, but this is a bad one, man. This is really bad. If you're not listening in real time, today is the 25th of May, and we got news last night about the shooting in Texas mm-hmm. with the little kids,
mm-hmm.
and it's just so fucked, y'all. Like, for lack of better terms, it's just fucked, and I've been all over the place with it. How are you feeling as of right now? Because I feel like your emotions have even changed as the show progressed. We're just now we're like about an hour out of the show now.
It's kind of, well, it's hard because, so when I found out about it yesterday, like broke down, like I had a hard time falling asleep because I am a spiritual person. And so I was just like praying and I don't know if, you know, that's what I do. And I was just kind of asking, I was just praying because I was confused and hurt and sad, and I just felt devastated, and I was nervous for today for work because like the serious parts are hard for me, and I have a hard time and I struggle with trying to be professional because it's our job to give you the information that you need, you know.
Yeah.
And when it comes to the serious stories, I'm trying to be professional and mature about it, but like internally I want to just cry the whole time that I'm talking about yeah. it. But like you don't want to like, and I broke down about it this morning for a second, but like I also don't want to be like crying every time I'm talking about it because that's not something that like is okay for everyone to hear. And so it's hard for me to like balance work and how I'm feeling personally,
yeah,
and being sad for those that were affected and just for the families and just for kids. And it was difficult.
I think Jess and I struggle with it. We're both pretty emotional. Believe it or not, I have emotions inside of me. I'm actually a nice guy that just kind of plays a dick. That's like not really as much of a dick as I probably play, but on the inside, man, I'm like, I'm a sensitive guy. This shit fucks me up, you know, like it really messes me up. And I think that Jess and I struggle because it's sad. It's heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think our natural reaction is to be heavy. But then the show comes around and like we can't sit here for 4 hours and just be sad.
Yeah. So it's like the dancing around the balance
yeah.
of like having to talk about it, because I feel like not talking about it is not even an option.
You have to. Some radio shows don't. They're like, we just need to be an escape. And I don't agree with that. I think you've got to meet listeners where they're at. And the truth is they do want to know and they want to feel certain things. And but they don't want to talk about it all morning.
Yeah,
just like we don't want to hear about it all morning.
Yeah, balance. So there has to be
it's
balance.
It's the same. That's always been my philosophy. I've worked with people in the past that didn't feel that way, but I always believe that you've got to meet them where they're at. And that's where we believe it was at, was, you know, some of the normality stuff, but it's hard because it can't even really, I've got to be a much peppier version of it. Like, the truth is, I want to come on the air this morning and be like, what happened was fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
This system is so fucked and it's not getting better. Nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. Not one thing. Everybody's kids at risk right now, as far as I'm concerned. Everyone's kids at risk. By us doing nothing, everyone's fucking kid is at risk of this happening again. And that's terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
If that doesn't hit close to home, I don't know what else will. This could happen to any, it could happen right now to us, Jess. Somebody could drive by this building and just shoot us up.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't say that. That would not be the best way to start people's mornings, I don't think, is by saying that. So we have to kind of play this balancing act of like just showing the emotional side, maybe a little bit of anger, but I didn't feel the need. I didn't feel the need to like go in that hard this morning, you know,
with it.
But here's the problem. And this is what I've noticed. And tell me, Jess, if you feel the same way. We've done enough of these now, y'all. We've done enough mass shootings, terrible shit, to realize it can really bring out the best and the absolute worst in us.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nowhere in between.
Yeah.
There's literally nowhere in between.
That's
no
why,
one's
like
mediocre.
And that's why today it's like extremely difficult and hard and dark. But also at the same time, it's days like these that like, the people come together in the most beautiful ways.
Yeah.
And so, you know, getting calls and text messages and comments and parents calling in. And I mean, just kind of opening the conversation, at least it makes me feel like, I feel like if I didn't have this job and have of being forced to talk about it, I think just with how I am, I would feel even more overwhelmed than I already do, mm-hmm. because at least I have people I can speak to about it, whether it be, you know, us having a conversation on the air or listeners who just want to talk to us.
Yeah. But then it brings out the fucking worst too.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Tell me if I was being too sensitive about this, because honestly, I don't think that I was, but y'all, I had another moment today where I just wanted to cuss this woman out.
Yeah.
I thought I saved it too, but I don't think I did.
Were you recording?
Yeah, I think I was, but I don't see it in here.
I don't think you were, because she like, I think it started so quickly.
Yeah. Hang on, I don't think this is it.
Jeff just read that graduation speech.
No. In case you don't know, everything's like, well, we can hit a record button and everything that.
Banana, banana.
No, that's not it. Is this it? What is J?
I think with the good doctor.
Oh, here it is.
Oh, really?
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, no.
Thank you, Jesus.
I don't even want to hear.
You got to hear it. Because I want to go back. Because we're in the moment. I want to go back and listen to this and analyze this call. Maybe she had a point. But I didn't fucking understand it. So, we're talking this morning. We had a doctor from Johns Hopkins University.
Mm-hmm.
Arguably one of the highest doctoral institutes in the country.
Yeah.
Pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Felt pretty legit because, you know, we have a lot of moms that listen to the show and
just a lot of parents, a lot of caretakers.
Yeah.
A lot of
like,
guardians.
Like, what the fuck are you supposed to do
mm-hmm.
now?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what? Are you supposed to keep your kids home from school today? Are you supposed to tell them all about this? Are you supposed to not tell them about this?
Yeah. How does the conversation start this morning? Like, you know, if they are scared to go to school.
So we wanted to have an expert on to talk about it. We did. We recorded her early, played it back once at like 6, a little before 7. Cool. It felt good to me, you know, like she was a doctor for sure. She didn't really have the human emotion side that I kind of wish she had in it, but she was just a doctor. She just gave the facts. That's what doctors do.
And it was just our attempt to help.
Help.
That's all it was.
Help.
Yeah, that's all it was.
So tell me, how the fuck did we get this phone call? So the woman, what she had said was, parents may feel like it's best to keep their kids home from school because they're safe there.
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, it's better to send them to school because it's like a routine for them.
Yeah, it's part of the routine and to instill even more fear from keeping them from school.
It's actually, honestly, I think with a 3-minute segment, it was the most, it couldn't have been any better when it comes to like things you should know bullet points for a
day. All options, by the way. She's like, you can do this, you can do this.
Try this. Parents
may feel this way, they may feel this way. She wasn't like, this is what it is, and this is the only way you're supposed to feel, and this is the only thing parents can do, because in the rule book, it states, like, it was not that at all. She was just kind of giving a lot of insight and options for parents.
Tell me how the fuck we got this phone call. And this entered the chat a little late because I hit record probably too late on this, but this is what this woman said to us.
I think what the good doctor failed to mention, and actually what she mistakenly mentioned, was that I think her exact words were, the safest place for children is obviously at home. That's not true for many children. For many children, that's where trauma begins, and their safest place is at school, and that's why this situation is so incredibly traumatic.
Not today. I don't have it in me to argue about this today. You obviously.
I'm not arguing. I think that was a really. I'm a doctor as well, and for her to say that was really unfortunate.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for calling.
So I understood the point that she was trying to make, but it's not like the doctor we had on was like, this is what it is, and this is
keep your kids home because we can abuse them there. Like,
the point she was trying to make was, she even said, she's like, I can understand if parents are scared and want to keep their kids home because they think home is the safest place. That's what she was saying. And actually, we have that video on our Instagram and Facebook, Kramer and Jess, if you actually want to see hear for yourself what the doctor said. And I get the point that this lady was trying to make, you know, but also...
You know what? Honestly, I was okay until literally... Because I was like... I was pissed because, honestly, y'all, we're trying our best.
Exactly. The call itself was completely unnecessary. I think that's what was like, okay.
So then when she goes into this whole, like, not today. I don't have it in me to argue about this today. You obviously...
Not arguing. I think that was a really... I'm a doctor as well. For her to say that was really unfortunate.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Fucking Dr. Doolittle is what you are.
No,
fucking dummy.
No, I understand point in
just
her.
Don't
no,
fuck her.
No, in her mind, I get what she was saying, but I think what was really shitty is what made it shitty was it wasn't about a tit for tat. It wasn't I'm a doctor too, and what she said was wrong. It was like, we're all just trying to do our best and like help in any way we can.
Through all of this.
Yeah, that's what was really shitty.
Okay, listen, honestly, tell me if I'm being too sensitive. Obviously, I'm fired up over this. Like, am I being too sensitive and to think that was completely uncalled for?
Well, it was uncalled for. I didn't think she should have called
ever. Or was she just, like, making a good point of, like, well, you should also point out the fact that, like, a lot of kids get abused at home. Like,
I just didn't think we needed to go down that road. We're already dealing with such, like, a heavy situation that there was no need to, like, break down every single point into every single, compartment.
It just felt unnecessary. And that's a shit I hate. I hate when you see all these posts on social media and people just want to argue about shit.
Mm-hmm.
The point is 19 kids are dead.
And two teachers.
And two teachers and a grandma. Is it 20? Is she included in the 21?
No, she's in critical condition
Grandma's really hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all want to sit here and fucking fight?
Yeah.
Kind of, what? Like, that just seems so wrong to me. And so I finally, after that, y'all was just like, fuck this. Like, I don't even want to. What's the point? This is the kind of feedback you're going to get. It's irritating. Please, y'all. We're all on the same team. We don't want kids to die anymore. Mm-hmm. We may not agree on how to get there, but we have to agree that kids don't need to be shot at school anymore and do anything. At this point, I don't care what is done. Take away the guns. Give everyone free therapy for the rest of their lives. Do everything. Do anything. Because I honestly don't know the answer. I don't know the answer. That's why I don't get like wildly passionate about one side or the other. Even though I fall pretty liberal. I don't know what it's going to take. I don't know if it's mental health. I don't know if it's guns. The answer is it's probably both. But both sides want to sit here. Both of us want to sit here and just argue. In the meantime, in the last 12 days, 30 some odd people have died.
Mm-hmm.
19 of those, can you just for one fucking second think about this. Those kids were locked in a classroom. We don't know how they went. But I guarantee you it was, if that was the last fucking minutes of their lives, it's fucked up. But I'm just as guilty as everybody else. Like, so what, this happens, I get really mad, and then what? Then what do I do? Like, Jess, what are you going to do different? Are you going to do anything different? That's the scary part, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what can we do? You can vote, but the problem is people voting that you vote for are just going to argue. I think you said it best, Jess. You just got to pray at this point, man.
Yeah.
And do the best you can, because it's just scary. It's scary. So thank you, Darren. Darren, by the way, said, he just wanted to say that he was listening this morning and he appreciated the way we handled everything. Thank you. I appreciate you saying that. Because we really do try to be a responsible and positive,
aware,
yes, show. We need to talk about it, but it's just some days I just get really frustrated. All right, let me take a quick break and we'll come back here and talk about vacation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So we'll be back by the time the next week's podcast starts.
Yeah.
Jess and I are both going away for Memorial Day weekend. Jess, I need to know where you're going, what you are doing, what you're most excited for, and what you're most worried about.
I'm going to Disney World. Hey. I'm really excited because I've been before. I went one time before last year, and our friend invited Garage Boy and I because his company was like doing something at the park, but we only got to go to Magic Kingdom for like 2 hours, which was sick, but like it was just
what
like
a tease.
You know, it was
like
a tease.
What did you actually ride in 2 hours?
I didn't ride anything.
Oh yeah, but you didn't ride.
And like this, no, and like the sun was going down, but it was, I mean, obviously I was like, I'm gonna go, like, what the fuck, 2 hours in Disney World, yeah, whatever. So this time it's like the our first for real like trip where we're gonna go to all the parks and enjoy it and everything. And
how many days? You're gonna be there Friday, Saturday, Sunday, come back Monday?
Just Friday. We're doing Friday, Saturday, and then I'm gonna go to Universal for the first time on Sunday so I can see Harry Potter World. Yeah. So I'm just gonna be losing my shit for like 3 days.
Yep.
And I'm most excited to go to Magic Kingdom during the day because that's my vibe. And I really want to go to, because you're supposed to like make reservations like 100 days prior, but I didn't really know if I was going for sure till like recently. So I couldn't like make any reservations, but there's this restaurant in Magic Kingdom that is like Beauty and the Beast themed.
Mm.
So when you eat there, it like feels like you're in the ballroom where they dance. So I really am hoping I can like get in there, or sneak in there some way so I can just see inside. And we're meeting our friend out there. So
we know if the other friend's coming? Remember we talked about last week.
Oh, my other bestie?
Yeah.
No, he's not coming.
For sure not.
I mean,
any chance?
After the tease, it's not like he denied nor did he confirm, but like, I'm not even, it's fine.
What is your, are you guys having separate rooms?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's you and Garage Boy and then your friend.
And then our other friend in another room. Okay, yeah. So we're all going to meet, there on tomorrow. And yeah, we're just going to have fun and do fun things. It's like when you hang out with your friends that you've known since, I've known my friend Shane since I was 13, and Shane has known Garage Boy since they were like, what, I think maybe in like first or second grade.
Yeah.
So
kind of fun.
Yeah, when you're with your old friends, you act like a
you act
fucking
like that
idiot.
Age. You act like whatever period of your life you left off with that friend.
Yeah.
That's why my buddy Dan and I just, we act literally like, maybe it's like your like your peak, wherever you peaked with that friend. Like him and I peaked in like fourth grade. So like we just go back and just do all just stupid shit.
Yeah.
Just play video games, eat candy, act stupid.
Yeah. Everything.
Dumb.
Everyone's always like, you should totally get it. You should totally eat that. You should totally do that. Like there's just no no's said when we're all together.
Are you going to ride a roller coaster? Darren was asking. Do you think you're actually going to ride something? For the show, say yes.
So there is a 40% chance I may ride a roller coaster because I like to go on the kiddie rides. The roller coasters I stay away from. I might possibly go on the Snow White one. I've been watching it on YouTube to prepare myself so I know exactly what happens and how long it is so I can count myself down.
Jess watches on her cell phone screen. Practicing. She's like, she leans. So she's prepped.
So that's a maybe.
Okay. There's more of a comment to that. No, there's just a maybe.
No, it's just a fucking maybe. Because I'm not.
You're not going to die. You're going to be fine.
I told you guys what happened. I know it's not the same thing, Guardians of the Galaxy, when they like drop you and all that kind of shit.
Guardians of the Galaxy is scary.
But I told you guys what happened to me on that ride. Told you I blacked out and I bit someone in the arm.
Yeah, that's
so
not good.
I'm not trying to recreate that. So I'm not going to promise anyone that I'm going to do it.
She bases her trauma on something that happened when she was two or something.
Well, the roller coaster trauma was from around 5 years old.
What happened?
Imagine the tiniest human ever. Tiny little human, big head, full of hair. And my uncles were like, because my uncles around the time, they were like teenagers. So they were just like little shits, you know? They're like, let's take this little girl on the fucking Matterhorn. It'll be hilarious, you know?
Yeah.
And so they took me on the Matterhorn. I don't think there's one at Disney World, but there's one in Disney, California.
Yeah.
And it's like the scariest fucking, like, you feel like you're like in a little rocket and you like sit down. There's not even any seatbelts in it. So if you're tiny, your only way of safety is the person behind you holding you for dear life. So if they would have let go, I probably would have fell out. Let's be honest. Okay. And it was at nighttime. So I can see it in my mind. Like I can see the imagery of, in my mind, it looks like it's at night and there's a point where you're like going in circles and like the cave opens. So the Disneyland is like in darkness and I thought I was going to like fall out. And then right after that, you see the scary like snow monster and it's like the biggest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Is this like the abominable snowman ride that's at Animal Kingdom?
Is that it? Is it in there?
Yeah, there's one there. Okay. But that's like a real ass roller coaster. But I don't think it goes upside down. But it's, I mean, that's pretty legit. For a 5 year old, that's pretty.
It was like terrifying. Who let me in there? Who let me on there?
Too, yeah. But see, Jess has not ridden a roller coaster since then. But you're almost 30 years old.
Haven't done that either. And then I did Guardians of the Galaxy like a couple years, maybe like 4 or 5 years ago. Fucking blacked out. Bit my friend's mom in the arm. Bruised her. And after
that's
that,
extreme.
Signed off yard. Signed off rides, you know?
Those drop ones, that's Tower of Terror, by the way.
On this coast,
they still have Tower of Terror. That's just, no one should feel that feeling of like your elevator falling out from under you. Like, that's not good.
So my thing with it is like, I don't understand. I feel like there's a certain point where you're like, I just don't fuck with that. And that should just be an understood thing. So those things I just don't fuck with.
I think if you do it here's the thing. You're not going to be able to do it much longer. When
that's
you get
fine
to my
with me
because
I don't fucking like it. So like, it's not something I will miss, nor do I want to do.
When I do roller coasters now, I have to take like Dramamine like 3 days before. Just keep taking it like every 12 hours. No. I've got to take Pepto-Bismol. I've got to take I got a chiropractor afterwards. I got stretch. Like, it's just.
No, leave me alone. I want to go on the Peter Pan ride and it's a small world and let me mind my own business.
We'll check back when you get back.
Yeah.
I'm going to New York with my mother.
Yay.
Excited. We're going to be up there Thursday through Tuesday.
Oh, shit. You're coming back on Tuesday?
On Tuesday.
Aww.
And the only reason we're coming back Tuesday instead of Monday is because it's way cheaper to come back on Tuesday.
Oh, really?
So I'd rather just take another work day off because unlimited vacation days.
Yeah.
Most excited about seeing... Well, honestly, I'm excited. I'm always excited to take my mom somewhere.
Yeah.
That's a really cool feeling when you get the ability to treat your mom to... And I'm not paying for everything. I don't want to say but we're pretty much splitting it 50-50-ish. But to be able to experience things where like I set it up, mm-hmm. it's like my idea, my trip, and like bringing my mom with me.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's really cool. It's a special experience. Here's what I'm worried about. A couple things.
You guys are seeing how many musicals, by the way?
Right now, three, possibly five. Between three and five.
Oh, my God.
So expensive. I don't know if I can afford it right now, though, honest to God.
No, same.
I just got hit with so many bills. I'm like...
I'm not eating after I get back. For real.
I'm trying to plan more stuff, too, and I'm like, I can't afford all this. I gotta relax.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm gonna do. You may see me on OnlyFans. Y'all think I'm fucking playing?
I just never felt more uncomfortable than finding out you have an OnlyFans.
You won't know it's me, though, because I'll cover my tattoos. You'll never know it's me. I'm going to have on, like, a full bodysuit because I have, like, weddings to go to.
You have a morph suit on. I don't know. See yourself naked. You take your clothes off, but it's still just, like, a bodysuit.
I'm, like, fucking popping and locking, and everyone's like, I think you're in the wrong place. And I'm like, this isn't America's Best Dance Crew.
You should do that. You should start an OnlyFans, but you don't actually get naked.
Yeah, I'll be like, hey.
So people think you do, but, like, you actually just have, like...
And then they hate me and
troll forever.
Me.
But you earn that money for 1 month.
I may need to look into it because I just don't know how we're gonna do it.
It's a lot, man. Travel is expensive right now. It's stupid. Yeah. Here's what I'm the most worried about, though, and it all comes down to this one instance: is I'm sharing a room with my mom, which
don't you fucking dare do anything stupid. Don't you dare.
There are so many rooms, so much room for awkwardness to go down with this. Am I right?
Only if you fuck up,
Jessica.
Only if you make it weird.
Okay, a few things.
And you know what I mean?
Number one.
You know what I'm hinting at.
Pooping is going to be uncomfortable. But
really?
I forget.
I don't
poop in the same space.
You know, Kramer is weird about it. Wait, what does that mean? So you're gonna like you're scared for your mom to like poop?
I just hope we can both agree that we haven't talked about it yet. But hopefully
you're gonna
we can
make her. I swear,
100% go downstairs.
Oh,
you can pee.
You're gonna make your mom go downstairs.
I'm gonna go downstairs to the lobby. Don't poop in the room. It's just
awkward.
I want
you to call her right now and tell her, and I can be on the phone.
I try.
That pisses me off. He's going to make his poor mom, who's almost 70 years old, go downstairs to poop.
I don't know. This phone's going to dial. This phone's from the 1800s. Let me dial the rotary.
If not.
Let me try over here.
Let's call her tomorrow. You got like 5 minutes left. I really can't.
My poor mom.
I know. That's really messed up. I
hope my non-existent kid never goes into radio.
If something happens to her, in the time of her having to go downstairs, you need to know that it's all your fault. Hope you know that. Seriously. If she falls, if someone smashes her finger in between a door on accident, like any sort of accident that happens to her.
This is Nancy. You reached my voicemail.
I'm going downstairs to poop when I'm on vacation.
Okay, what else?
So in case you don't know, I have a poop thing. Like I don't poop, and it freaks me out. Jessica, what if I wake up with morning wood and my mom's there?
Ew.
We have to think about logistics here.
But you guys are in separate beds.
In separate beds,
so
but...
So your ass better stay the fuck down.
If you have
you better
an
not
erection,
fucking get up. Don't get up, player. You better lay there.
Here's the last thing I thought about.
Lay there.
I don't think... I have gone this long...
Without what?
Without having an orgasm in my life.
Uh-huh. And not an orgasm by another person. From
just
masturbating.
Period. Masturbation?
This man has a masturbating problem.
Is it a problem or
it's a fucking issue?
Or is it a skill?
It's a problem.
I don't know that I've gone
That's
that long without an orgasm in general, if it's not either self-produced or from someone else.
This is a problem. This shows you. If you can't.
I think I'm going to be angry.
If you can't refrain.
In San Diego, the guys all did a challenge to see who could go the longest, and...
He failed after 5 minutes.
It was like a day or two because it just like it's a great stress relief for me. So like, I'm obviously not going to.
Yeah.
Because you can't. Okay, let me ask logistic question.
Work
here.
Out. Go for a run. Take a cold shower. Figure it out.
No, none of that. Would it be weird to even like do it in the shower?
Yeah, it is. It's 100% weird and inappropriate, and I'm not here for it in any way, shape, or form. Not even a little bit.
I'm gonna come back like pa 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 pa.
No. We can't. Your poor mom.
Yeah, I can't. I might. I just don't know if I can go that long. I don't know if I can go that long.
Which
I don't
means you
know.
Have an issue.
Probably.
No, yes, you do.
Probably.
No, you do. That's it. I can't. I have nothing left to give.
You gotta go, man. What a fucking weird day. Hey, I'm not gonna say happy Memorial Day, because only demons say that, but to all of our military.
Yes. And families. Friends. Everyone involved.
For those, I mean, I hope you honestly think about that on Monday. Don't be like, yeah, I'm on a barbecue and I'm wasted. But like,
think about it. Why we have it.
Yeah. What's it really there for? It's important, man. I come from a military family, so it's important.
Me too.
So Memorial Day, thinking about everybody. We'll see you on social media. We'll see you back here next week. I'll tell you if I jerked off with my mom in the room. And
God, I want to go home.
Jess, how do we find you?
Jess Do It, JESSDUIT on our social and my podcast, Low Key.
Can we read that last comment? This is truth.
I'm going to leave.
Adventure JoJo on our YouTube show. We'll leave with this comment. He said, I didn't have an orgasm, if you will, for 14 days, and it was getting hard to sleep. Jess, it messes with us. We have to do this kind of thing.
I have removed myself from the chat.
I'm that guy Kramer on Instagram. Hope you'll follow us, and we'll see you back here next week.
Bye.
Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.